Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. From Wondery, this is The Handmaid's Tale, a chilling audio adaptation of Margaret Atwood's best-selling novel. This is part one.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
You awake?
Are we there already?
Just about.
Oh, I need a cigarette. Do you want one?
Oh, wait. Have you got the passports there?
Right here.
Yeah, are you sure Daisy isn't going to wake?
Daisy, honey. I gave her half a Mogadon. She'll be out for a bit. Daisy. Yep, she's out.
This is the border.
I love you, Luke.
We're gonna get through this, baby. You'll see.
Hi there, how you doing?
We're doing fine. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Could you turn your engine off, please?
Mm-hmm.
May I see your passports?
Honey?
Where are you heading, sir?
Just over to New Brunswick to see family.
How long are you going?
I don't know, just a few days, I guess.
You had a lot of luggage for a few days.
Yeah, I guess.
Child doesn't have a passport?
She's only 4. She's on my passport. There, you see? Daisy.
Okay. How long have you been married?
5 years.
Has your union been blessed in the eyes of the good Lord?
Yes.
Can I see the certificate?
Honey?
Sure.
Here.
This is the old certificate. Were you married in the church?
No. No, but we've since had the marriage blessed.
Can I see the certificate, sir?
Honey, we did bring,
oh,
didn't
sure,
we? Or
I'm
did,
sure
did we
did.
Leave that at home?
Well, I don't know.
Officer, I think we might have left it at home.
Okay.
No, but do we have to have it? I can assure you, we are man and wife in the eyes of the good Lord.
Well, that's okay. So I just need to ask you a few questions. You got married in the bad days, and you now have the marriage blessed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you been divorced?
No.
Both of you?
No.
No.
Was the child born before or after your blessing?
Before.
After.
No.
After,
yeah,
honey?
I think after.
Okay, if you could just pull your car over to the side here, I just need to run a check on the computer.
Why? Is there a problem?
Just do as I ask, please, sir.
Come on, bud. We've had a long drive. Is there any way we can sort this out?
Sure, just pull in over here.
Look, things were different before. You know that. You can't just change all the laws overnight.
Actually, sir, no one's changed the laws. They're in the good book for all to see. They have been for a long, long time. You just failed to observe them.
I'm trying to cooperate with you here.
Hand me the keys to your car.
Don't you feel ashamed of yourself?
Hand me the keys to your car, sir.
Just do it.
Have some assistance over here.
No.
Luke!
No, this is bad, honey. We've got to get out of here.
Mommy's here. Where are we gonna go?
I'm not gonna let them take you away.
Look, there's nowhere for us to hide. Slow down. Baby, oh, honey, don't cry. Mommy's here. Look, I can't take this.
Just relax. You're making things worse.
This is crazy. It's doing my mind. I can't stand it. I can't stand it, Luke. What's happened to the world? What's happened?
I would like to believe this is a story I'm telling. If it's a story, then I have control over the ending. Then there will be an ending and real life will come after it. I can pick up where I left off. But it isn't a story I'm telling.
Can you hear me? Wake up.
You think she's faking it?
I'll give her another dose. Are you awake?
Wake up!
How are you feeling?
Where am I?
You had a shock.
Where's she? What have you done with her?
She is in good hands.
I want to see her.
She's with people who are fit. You are unfit. But you want the best for her, don't you?
I want to see her. Where am I?
We are going to teach you to be a better person.
I want to see my husband.
Men aren't allowed in here except doctors and guardians.
Where is my husband?
No. Let's not pretend. You know he wasn't your husband. Not in the eyes of the good Lord.
I want to see Luke.
I think that's quite enough now.
But I need to know, please. I need to know.
Doctor.
Please.
Doctor.
No, don't make me...
I think he's had enough.
Don't make me sleep, please. No,
Just lie back. Count to ten. Count to ten. That's fine.
She's got a dress on.
Has she indeed?
A pretty... She thought we were going to a picnic.
A picnic?
We didn't want her to know where we were really going.
Is that so?
Yes, we didn't want to...
My name is Aunt Lydia. I run this establishment, which, for those of you who don't know, is called the Rachel and Leah Re-Education Center. It is one of several colleges for the training of handmaids and is funded by central government. I want to tell you about the old world. Better still, let me show you something. Aunt Elizabeth? Play the video.
They called it the summer of love, and with the temperature well up into the 90s, it's no surprise that work is the last thing on anyone.
Women used to make of themselves.
They want to have fun, to enjoy the music.
In the parks, lying on blankets, men and women together sometimes. oiling themselves like roast meat on a spit. Bare backs and shoulders on the street, in public, and legs not even stockings on them.
Gilbert's holidays are designed to help gay men get together and have fun. Right,
they called it freedom.
We do all the work, you do all the fun. Check out the hot tubs on the freedom. Or the nightclub.
You want to meet young, friendly college girls.
To do as anyone pleases.
Beautiful girls on our books, just waiting to meet you.
Hi there, I'm the plumber. I heard you have a leak.
Yeah, it's in
freedom
the bathroom.
For women to go to work like a man. Freedom not to get married.
Men look
freedom to divorce.
900-555-SEXX.
Freedom to flirt with
women
either
looking for women
sex.
Call 1-900-555-GALS.
Freedom to indulge in the most depraved sexual acts. Freedom to murder babies before they were even born.
Sit down on the bed.
Okay, but
what kind of a world did we create? How did we move so far away from the standards set for us by the good Lord?
Oh, yeah. But just a little harder.
No wonder things used to happen.
That's
no wonder women were exploited, abused, raped, even murdered.
She was found in a shallow grave just 200 yards from the road. Police say she had been brutally beaten about the head and...
Who is it?
There is more than one kind of freedom. Freedom to, and freedom from. In the days of anarchy, it was freedom to. Now, you are being given freedom from. Don't underrate it. I'll be honest with you. Not all of you will make it through this establishment. Some of you will fall on dry ground. Some of you will be strangled by thorns. Some of you are shallow rooted. I want you to think of yourselves as seeds. We are planting a new society. Those of you who make it through will be the founding mothers of a new and better world.
Are you awake?
Sort of.
This used to be my high school.
Really?
Before, this was the gymnasium, not a dormitory. They used to have dances in here.
Shh, not so loud. We're not allowed to talk.
They took my baby away.
They took my daughter.
They said if I was good, I might get him back.
I don't think so. They put them with other families.
No, they said if I'm a good girl, they would.
Listen, they're not going to do anything for you. This is a bad, bad situation. Things have got way out of hand.
No, it's my fault, you see. I've been a bad person. I deserve to be punished.
You're crazy.
No. That's why I'm here. I've done so many things, you see, immoral, like a dance is here, things a girl shouldn't do. Maybe I was influenced, TV. But, oh, you wouldn't believe. See, I didn't know about the good book then. I had so many bad thoughts. Now I want to learn. I want to learn to be a good person.
Yeah, sure.
You're the same, you know. Only the bad girls come here. We have to learn to be good.
Can you be quiet? I want to get some sleep.
Hi,
The nighttime is my own, to do with as I will. My time out. Where shall I go? Where shall I go back to?
You know, I get a lot of people asking for advice. Now, just yesterday, I had a call from an acquaintance. A hotshot advertising executive. Oh, yes. Well, she said, my husband and I don't get on anymore. All right, I said, what's the problem? Well, I don't know, she said. We've just grown apart.
Grown apart.
Mm. She's on. Apart. It's that Serena Joy goodness, woman again. Come and look.
Do I hear this phrase?
Are you kidding? She's the bitch. You don't
well,
watch
of course
her.
You are
I
going
just
to
love this
apart.
Woman.
If you never
She's
see
such
each
a bitch.
Other, if you are so busy working,
can you
to
believe
earn the
this
money,
stuff?
Wait, you're getting ashes on my sofa.
God, I cannot believe people can take her seriously.
To pay for the babysitter you don't need, to look after the kids because you're never at home, to pay for all those frozen dinners you don't need because you don't have time to cook. Well, of course, you're gonna grow apart!
Women are the.
We're doing the spoof letters page in the magazine. Serena? My car won't start. What shall I do?
Stop trying to be a man.
You know, that kind of thing. Hope it drives her nuts.
Yeah, as if she'd even notice.
Men do, please.
We've got a big readership. Well, considering we're just a small-town magazine. It's much bigger than our sales because people pass the magazine around once they've read it. We had a survey done.
You're getting ashes on the sofa. Use the ashtray.
I'm sorry.
Why have you grown apart? Because you are not behaving like a wife. You want my advice, lady? Be a wife. Be a wife. Let's praise the Lord together.
Let's go out for a beer.
I've got to do a presentation tomorrow morning at the library.
What about?
Transferring books to computer disk.
Why would you do that?
To cut down on storage space.
Wow. I've got to finish an article on date rape.
Date rape? You're so trendy. Doesn't it sound like some kind of dessert? Date rape.
So, get your coat. We're going for a beer. We can work later, right?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Has something happened to you? New man in your life, perhaps?
All right, I'll come.
I'm borrowing $5 off you, okay? I don't approve of it.
Moira, I can't believe you.
No, he's a married man. You're poaching on another woman's ground.
Luke isn't a fish. He's a human being and can make his own decisions. Besides, he doesn't love his wife.
You're rationalizing.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Janine. I'll be your waitress tonight.
Hi, Janine.
Can I get you started off with something to drink?
Mm-hmm. Two beers?
Mm. Great.
Coming right up.
Anyway, you're not in love with him.
How can you say that?
You're in love with the hotels, the covert meetings, the excitement. You're in love with getting away from that cockroach-infested apartment, the dripping sink, and the noisy students upstairs. You'll get over him. Well, you got any more smokes?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Give me children, or else I die. And Jacob was angry with Rachel and said, "Can I take the place of God who denied thee children?" And she said, "Here is my slave girl, Bilhah. Lie with her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her." So she gave him her slave girl, Bilhah. And Jacob lay with her. I'm going to read it to you again. I want you to pay attention. "Give me children or else I die." And Jacob was angry with Rachel and said, "Can I take the place of God?"
Thank you. Thank you for creating me woman. Make me fruitful. Mortify my flesh that I may be multiplied.
No making a spectacle of yourself, filled. Janine.
God, King of the universe, thank you. Thank you for creating me a woman. Make me fruitful. Mortify my flesh.
See, here. This is birth rate per thousand. See the slippery slope down. Down here, past the line of replacement. There was no one cause. Of course, some women believed there would be no future. They thought the world would explode. That was the excuse they used. They said there was no use in breeding. They were lazy women. They were sluts. Well, the world didn't explode. This is year zero. And all of us here will lick you into shape.
There were newcomers most nights, carried in drugged and wounded by the aunts. It was only a matter of time before Moira arrived.
Back to bed before you get caught. Where can we talk?
The washrooms. After testifying tomorrow, we get a short break.
Testifying?
It's a kind of therapy. You'll see. Just meet me in the install, okay?
All right. This is interesting, everyone. Now you tell me, Janine, how did you feel? How did it make you feel?
Aunt Elizabeth once headed a Weight Watchers franchise operation in Iowa. She's good at testifying.
I felt unclean. I wanted to wash it away.
And what do you think of the men who did this to you?
I wanted to castrate them.
She told the same story last week, how she was gang raped at 14 and had an abortion. It may not even be true. At testifying, it's safer to make things up than to say you have nothing to reveal.
But whose fault was it? Who led them on, Janine? Anyone?
Her fault.
Who led them on? You.
Me?
Yes. Who led them on?
I guess they just led each other on, you know, like guys do.
Wrong. Anyone else? Who led them on?
She did.
And why did God allow such a terrible thing to happen? Why do you think, Janine?
To teach me a lesson. It was my fault. I led them on. I deserve the pain.
Very good, Janine. You see, all flesh is weak. They can't help it. God made them that way, but he did not make you that way. He made you different. It is up to you to set the boundaries.
Jeez, this is a loony bin.
Who was that?
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's this cold I've got.
I'm doing my best, you know. I'm trying to give you the best chance you can have. Don't think it's easy for me either.
The washroom used to be for boys. The mirrors have been replaced by oblongs of dull gray metals. There were incidents in the washrooms at first. There were cuttings, drownings. But the urinals are still there, white enamel with yellow stains. They look oddly like babies' coffins.
Is that you, Moira?
God, it's serious.
Oh, me too. What happened to you? How did you get caught?
I was stupid. I thought we could keep publishing the magazine if we moved underground. We ran the press from a friend's garage. There were too many people involved. We were bound to be turned in by someone.
Oh God, King of the Universe, thank you. Thank you for creating me a woman. Make me fruitful. Mortify my flesh that I may be multiplied.
Let me be filled. Let me be worthy to be filled with grace, with love.
Janine. Moira, look at Janine. What's the matter with her? Janine, it's time to get dressed. Get your clothes on.
I don't want extra prayers on your account.
What's the matter with her? I don't know. You better come here. Janine.
Hello. My name is Janine. I'll be your waitress this morning. Can I get you some coffee to begin with?
Oh, Christ. Snap out of it, Janine.
You have a nice day now. What did you hit me for? Wasn't it good? I can bring you another. You didn't have to hit me.
Don't you know what they'll do? Look at me. My name is Moira, and this is the Red Center. Look at me.
Moira? I don't know any Moira.
They won't send you to the infirmary, so don't even think about it. They won't mess around with trying to cure you. They won't even bother to send you to the colonies. You go too far away, and they just take you up to the chemistry lab and shoot you. Then they burn you up with the garbage like an unwoman, so forget it.
I want to go home now.
Jesus, God, that's enough. She'll be here in 1 minute, I promise you. So put your goddamn clothes on and shut up.
I want my baby.
Come on. That's right. Off with your nightgown. On with your dress. She does that again and I'm not here. You just have to slap her like that. You can't let her go slipping over the edge. That stuff is catching.
I'm Mike Moore and this is World News Hour.
Luke.
Coming up. The president says...
Luke. If I'm going to live here with you, I want you to get rid of her clothes. I can't live like this.
Work, weather, and business news all coming up.
See my wallet.
Luke.
I'm late for work. You feed the cat.
You're not listening to me.
I heard you.
If you don't get rid of your wife's clothes, I'm going to start wearing them.
I'm late. I gotta go. Bye.
Local residents are angry that such a man is allowed to wander the...
I have them. These attacks of the past, like faintness. A wave sweeping over my head.
Hello? Hello?
Husband thieving bitch.
Honey? What's wrong?
It's your wife again.
Not again. I'm gonna call her and straighten this thing out.
No, that's just what she wants. It just makes things worse. Just leave it.
Hello?
Luke, is that you?
I want this to stop. Okay. Do you understand?
I want to talk.
You know what? I don't care.
Please.
You leave us alone.
Are you there? Moira. I've got to get out of here. No, Moira.
I'm going nuts.
Don't try anything.
I'll fake sick. They send an ambulance. I've seen it.
You'll only get as far as the hospital.
Well, at least it'll be a change.
They'll find you out.
Don't worry, I'm good at it. When I was a kid in high school, I cut out vitamin C. I got scurvy. in the early stages, they can't diagnose it, and then you just start it again and you're fine. I'll hide my vitamin pills.
Moira, don't.
They send two guys with you in the ambulance. Think about it. They must be starved for it. Shit, they aren't even allowed to put their hands in their pockets. The possibilities are...
You in there. Time's up.
Some of you, no doubt, will have had your sleep disturbed during the night, caused by the antics of this girl here. We come down hard on people who break the rules, but we're not uncharitable. This girl can consider herself very lucky. She's being given a second chance. Moira, why are you doing this to us?
Why am I...
I think we all have a right to know. Don't you like it here?
I don't know.
We all suffer, Moira, by your actions. It says to me you don't take your new calling seriously. That hurts. A handmaid is a position of honor. I want to invite anyone in the class here to ask Moira about what she did. Anyone? Yes, Janine.
I just...
Stand up. Come to the front.
I just want to say how much hurt you caused me and all of us. We were so concerned for you, Moira, when we thought you were ill and all, and then when Aunt Lydia said that you were faking, how could you? And all Aunt Lydia's done for us, and a handmaid's a position of honor. Where's your pride?
Thank you, Jenny. You see what you've done, Moira. Who else? You. Stand up. Come here. Out front. Now, what's your question to Moira?
Moira.
Yes?
Why did you run away?
Good question. Moira?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Eventually, you will see things clearly. You will cooperate with us. All of you. For some, the process will take longer. I recommend to you all the path of least resistance. You are a transitional generation. It is hardest for you. We understand the sacrifices you are being expected to make. For the ones who come after you, it'll be easier. They will accept their duties with willing hearts.
From Wondery, this is episode 1 of 6 of The Handmaid's Tale. If you're enjoying this series, head to your member portal at wondery.com/plus to check out dozens of additional shows from Wondery and our partners, all ad-free. In this episode, Offred was played by Marsha Dietlin, Luke by Christopher Burns, Daisy by Matilda O'Neill, Aunt Lydia by Marion Seldes, Janine by Emma Roberts, Moira by Tasha Lawrence, Serena Joy by Leslie Hendricks, and Aunt Elizabeth by Peggotty Price. Other parts were played by Earl Hindeman, Dylan Chelfie, Kristen Marks, Bruce Sabbath, Edward Tully, Harry Ditson, and Joseph May. This series was directed by John Dryden. It is a Goldhawk production. Theme music by Mark Hadling. Original score by Sasha Putnam. Our editor is Sergio Enriquez. Sound design by Nick Russell Pavier. Executive producers are Marsha Louie and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Handmaid's Tale ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.